Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, William J. O'Neill's How to Make Money in Stocks, A Winning System in Good Times and Bad. 4th edition is a comprehensive guide aimed at investors looking to navigate the volatile world of stock market investing. First published in 1988, this edition builds on the foundations laid by O'Neill, incorporating updated strategies, examples, and insights that reflect the new realities of the stock market. Central to O'Neill's advice is the Conn-Slim system, a 7-part methodology that has helped countless investors achieve superior returns. This system emphasizes a blend of qualitative and quantitative criteria for selecting potential stock investments. The book not only explains the mechanics of the stock market, but also delves into the psychology of investing, making it a holistic resource for both beginners and seasoned investors looking to refine their approach to stock market investing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Conn-Slim investing system. The cornerstone of O'Neill's investment strategy is the Conn-Slim system, each letter representing a key principle for selecting stocks. C stands for current quarterly earnings, which should be up at least 25% compared to the same quarter in the previous year. A refers to annual earnings growth, indicating increases of 25% or more over the last 5 years. N represents new products, new management, or new highs, as O'Neill emphasizes the importance of investing in companies under capable leadership, along with innovative offerings, or those that are hitting new price highs. S highlights supply and demand, pointing to the importance of stocks with increasing volumes and price movement. L stands for leader or laggard, directing investors to select the leading stocks in a sector rather than the underperformers. I stands for institutional sponsorship, which suggests choosing stocks that have the backing of large institutions. Finally, M indicates market direction, emphasizing the need to invest in harmony with general market trends. Understanding and applying. Conn-Slim principles can significantly enhance an investor's ability to pick winning stocks. Secondly, understanding and analyzing market trends. The ability to read and understand market directions and trends forms a crucial aspect of O'Neill's investment approach. He argues that recognizing the phases of market cycles, whether they are in a confirmed uptrend, a marketing correction, or have resumed uptrend, can significantly influence investment decisions and outcomes. O'Neill provides tools and charts to help investors visualize these trends and teaches them how to interpret various market indicators, such as volume analysis and price movements. He stresses that successful investment requires alignment with the overall market direction and illustrates how contrary actions can lead to suboptimal or negative returns. The book includes historical data and case studies that demonstrate how market awareness can safeguard investments from unexpected downturns and maximize profitability during bullish phases. Thirdly, the psychology of investing. Investor psychology is a recurring theme in O'Neill's discourse, where he explores how emotions influence trading decisions. He discusses the pitfalls of greed and fear, common emotions that lead to poor decision-making among investors. The book emphasizes the importance of having a disciplined approach to investing, one that involves setting specific criteria for buying and selling stocks. O'Neill advocates for the use of stop-loss orders to manage risk and protect profits. He also discusses the concept of the pyramid buying strategy, where investments are made in increments to minimize risk. O'Neill's insights on psychology help investors understand their own behaviors and how to counteract emotional decisions with strategic actions. Fourthly, portfolio management and diversification. O'Neill discusses various strategies for portfolio management, advocating for a focused rather than over-diversified approach. He advises investors to hold a limited number of stocks to stay well informed on their performances and to maximize returns from winning picks. The book challenges the traditional notion of portfolio diversification, arguing that a well-selected assortment of only 5 to 8 stocks can yield better results. O'Neill stresses the significance of being selective and the benefits of concentrating on sectors or industries that are leading the market. He also provides strategies for balancing one's portfolio to reflect the changing dynamics of the market, ensuring that investors maintain control over their investments and adapt to new opportunities and risks. Lastly, tactical entry and exit points. Effective timing of entry and exit points is paramount in O'Neill's investing philosophy. He provides detailed guidelines on when to buy stocks based on technical analysis, such as during a follow-through day that indicates a strong market uptrend, or when a stock breaks out of a price consolidation pattern on high volume. Similarly, O'Neill outlines clear exit strategies to protect gains and minimize losses, advocating for selling stocks that fall 7 to 8% below the purchase price regardless of the situation. This disciplined approach aims to cut losses early and let profits run, a principle that's central to preserving capital and achieving long-term growth in stock investing. In conclusion, How to Make Money in Stocks: A Winning System in Good Times and Bad by William J. O'Neill is an essential read for both novice and experienced investors. The book is particularly beneficial for those who are looking to approach stock market investing through a structured, repeatable system like CanSlim. It guides readers through complex aspects of investing, from understanding market dynamics to managing investor psychology. By emphasizing disciplined investing, strategic asset selection, and meticulous portfolio management, O'Neill's teachings can help anyone enhance their ability to navigate the twists and turns of the stock market effectively. With its blend of theoretical knowledge and practical strategies, this book can significantly benefit anyone's investment journey, making it a worthwhile addition to an investor's library. If you would like to support William J. O'Neill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.